come across stories that really grab your attention. Well, this particular story is about a teacher who was helping one of her nursery school children put on his boots. She pulled and he pushed, but the boots were not easy to get on. When the second boot was on, the little fellow said, "Please, miss, they're on the wrong feet." She looked, and sure enough, they were. It was just as hard to pull the boots off as it was to put them on. However, the teacher managed to keep her cool as together they worked to get the boots back on, this time on the correct feet. The boy then announced, "These aren't my boots." The teacher wanted to scream at him, "Why didn't you say so?" but decided to bite her tongue and say nothing. Once again, she struggled to help him pull the ill-fitting boots off. He then said, "They're my brother's boots. My mum made me wear them." The teacher didn't know whether to laugh or cry. She mustered up all the grace and courage that she had left to wrestle these boots back onto the feet again. She then said, "Now, where are your gloves?" The little guy replied, "I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." Well, if you had been that teacher, how might you have responded? I reckon your patience would have been sorely tested. Yes? Yes. Patience is a theme that crops up again and again in both the Old and the New Testaments. Sometimes it refers to endurance under difficult circumstances. And this suggests that patience relates not just to a one-off vexing situation, but it also has a part to play when life is difficult on an ongoing basis. But patience can also be considered not just endurance, but a character trait, where a person is steadfast, unswerving, resolute, and persistent. And what I'd like to do this evening is to merge these two aspects of patience, the enduring, persevering aspect, along with the character trait of patience that the Holy Spirit produces in the lives of those who are yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ. Personally, I haven't yet arrived as far as patience is concerned, and I reckon that most or maybe all of you haven't either. But I'm discovering important things about it. And here are three of the discoveries that I'm making. Discovery number one. Patience has the best chance of flourishing when times are tough. Now, no one enjoys tough times. When problems come, we probably don't say, "Great, now I've got a really good chance to show how patient I'm going to be." We're more likely to want our difficulties to go away as quickly as possible so we can get back to living what we would consider a normal life. But God uses tough times to test our faith. The New Testament book of James tells us that when our faith is tested, we have the chance to develop endurance or perseverance, which produces mature character. This evening, I'm going to be reading from different parts of Scripture, and I'm going to be using the New Living Translation. And reading from this translation, this is what these verses from James say. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 from the New Living Translation. "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance is a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything." It seems that tough times are necessary if we want to see the fruit of patience grow in our lives.